All right, we welcome in the Islanders' new president of hockey operations, none other than the legendary Lou Lamoriello. Lou, welcome. How are you?
Very good, Mike. How are you?
Good, thank you.
And welcome back.
And welcome back to you, Lou. Lou, listen, you missed me. I came back, you came back. So that's it. Yeah. We're both back. They can't get rid of either one of us, Lou.
Yeah, we both started here at about the same time, right?
We did. Well, welcome back, Lou. I tell you right now, any Islander fan I heard from has been thrilled, and why not? With your history and your ability, they got to be thrilled, and I think they all are, to have you now putting your Midas touch on their organization.
Well, thank you, Mike. That's very humbling. Thank you.
Well, you deserve that. But tell me, first of all, what led you to leave where you were, and why the Islanders?
Well, first of all, I have nothing but positive feelings about what transpired in Toronto. They were three great years working with great people. And I knew that the contract that I had signed was really 3 years, really two plus one. They had an option to pick up for the general managers and, X number of years, two and five or three and four left to be a senior advisor. And I thought that was something I was comfortable with, and I wanted to, sort of maybe take it easy, if that's a good expression, no different than maybe some of your thoughts.
Right.
But then what transpired was, little did I know that Scott Malkin, the owner of the majority owner of the New York Islanders, had asked Larry Tannenbaum, the chairman of the Maple Leafs, for permission to speak to me. And once the playoffs were over, Larry and Brendan met with me and told me this transpired. I told them it wasn't something that I really wanted to think about. We just lost the seventh game in the playoffs. And so I gave it a bit of time, and then I understood that the call came again. So out of respect, I felt it was necessary, and it was the right thing to speak to Scott. I had that conversation. Met him in person, spent a considerable amount of time with him, and I was very impressed with his commitment to getting the Islanders where I think he'd like to see them. It was threefold, really, the conversation. One was already taken care of, the establishing of a first-class practice facility with a couple of pads, that is, ice surfaces, and then the commitment to build a new arena, which was necessary. Which is 100% going to happen.
Everybody's thrilled about that. That's going to be a very good setup there. It really is.
Outstanding. And then, the thought of wanting me to come in and giving me the autonomy to oversee, do whatever I felt was necessary from the hockey operation, A to Z. And as you know, that's something that, I am comfortable with as far as I think is necessary to have success. And, I felt very comfortable with he and the quality of the partners that he has with him. So here I am, an Islander.
How good is that? Well, Lou Lamoriello, now an Islander, and the Islander family, the Islander faithful, are thrilled. They're thrilled about their new building, and now they're thrilled about their new direction. Someone said to me, hey, Lou, 75. The other day, Lou, I was watching on CNBC, I was watching Warren Buffett in the morning. He's 87. The guy is as sharp as anybody I've ever heard talk. He's 87. You know what? It just shows age is irrelevant. And, at 75, I said, I know this about Lou. If Lou's going to take the job, he knows he can do the job. Otherwise, he wouldn't take it.
Well, to me, that's the most important thing. You have to physically feel good, and you have to take care of yourself. And I've been very fortunate, in that area to this point. So why not? I thought about it, and I think the conversation and the meeting with the commitment and the enthusiasm, I got excited, and I said, well, maybe I just can't take a sort of semi-retired job, even though it was, in my mind, going to be something I enjoyed. I enjoyed Toronto, but here I am again, as I said, not to be redundant.
Lou, how important was what you heard from them? You talked about the practice facility, which any good executive knows his team has got to have a first-class practice facility. Everybody understands that, and a lot of times it's overlooked by the fans. You have that. You have your new arena. What did you hear from them that made you want to get involved with them?
The genuine commitment and the resources that are necessary to do what has to be done, and the ability to make changes that were felt necessary, you know, to have success. And the you know, you can tell when someone's genuine, and also when you know the past of the individuals. In this day and age, you can look up and you can ask questions and find about who the people, you know, who everyone is, and, you know, how they've had success and what type of individuals they were in having success. You know, I learned something a long time ago from John McMullen. When he sold the team and it went into, you know, a group of people, and he said to me, I just want to remind you of one thing, that money doesn't care who owns it. It's about who the people are. And that never left me, and I felt very comfortable with these people.
Lou, everyone looks at Lou Lamoriello and says, winner, we're going to win now. What is the Lamoriello way? What is it you want to bring, or what's important to you to bring to this organization?
Well, I think the first thing and the most important thing is getting everybody to, you know, look at what is important that they can bring, and not it being about them. You've heard me often say that for teams to have success, you know, the players have to give up their own identity to have success, and they have to remember there's a logo in front and the name in the back. And you have to, and that has to start with the office people, with the support people, with the trainers, the equipment. So everybody has to look at it, and that's probably the most important thing that I have to do, is find out, you know, what the job descriptions are of each individual, and then hear from them what they think it is, and see exactly what they're happy with, or are they is it something that can work? Is you know, what we're asking going to be something that they can feel comfortable with? So I think it's a learning process, and I've always said this, that whenever there's a change, whenever there's a change of a coach, you know, X number of players get better and X get worse. You always hope the most talented ones get better. And I think that's in every part of an organization.
Can you tell us anything about what you have planning today, about what your plans are immediately for the fans and what they should look for with what's going to be happening with their organization right now?
I wish I could give a good answer to that. I think the first and most important thing for me is to sit on and listen to all the work that the staff has been doing on the pro scouting end of it, the amateur scouting, because the drafts are coming up, free agency's coming up, and certainly I've been in on my own meetings for the whole year. As far as the knowledge of the players in both of those areas, I have from a different perspective. I'm, you know, certainly going to listen and watch and allow the people who have been working at it, and if I think there's something that I disagree with, then you speak up. But I think it's more right now of trying to give people an opportunity to be who they are in their own comfort zone. And, you know, it's always the first 2 weeks that everybody's on their best behavior. So I think it's just an end getting a better education. All I know is from the outside. I don't know all the people. I know a lot of them. Garth, I know very well. He certainly, I've known him since he played in college and throughout his career here. And Doug Waite, the coach, played for me in the World Championships in 96 and the Olympics in 98. And certainly I know my son is an assistant general manager there in Claude Loisel. My son worked with us in New Jersey through two cups in the same position. So there are people I know, but I don't know their group workings together. I don't know their philosophies. And whatever decisions are going to have to be made will be made. Once I feel it's necessary to do, if it's necessary.
You know, Lou, everyone thinks, they talk about you, and they hear right away, you hear people say, oh, well, there goes the big star, or there goes this. They forget you had big stars. And, you know, everyone thinks that you're tight with a buck, or you're going to be very tight with big stars getting money, but you had big stars in New Jersey.
No, I was very fortunate to have, you know, quite a few Hall of Famers, and, you know, certainly one will be going in immediately, I'll bet, on every ballot, and Monty Verdura, whether it be Stevens and Niedermeyer, the McGillies, the Stasny's, and, you know, Shanahan's, and I think we can go on and on. So I think that what you have to do is just, you know, today we have a cap, and you have to maximize that money and put it in a way to win. You know, and everybody has to understand that, because the object is to win. It's not just to compete, it's to win.
We're talking with Lou Lamoriello, who will be joining the Islanders. It's a very big day for the Islanders, one of the great executives, not just in hockey, in any sport. Lou Lamoriello, who has one of the great legacies of winning, and who will be joining the Islanders as the president of hockey operations as they get ready to move into a new era, as they are a couple years away from a new building, which everyone on Long Island is very excited about. Lou, explain to me this unfathomable, the Vegas Golden Knights. How did this happen this year?
Oh, I tell you, first of all, I couldn't be more excited for the game to see what's happening. And George McPhee, a very good friend of mine who also played for me in New Jersey, the job that he's done with his staff and the drafting that they did. But the reason I'm so excited about it is that the players that they drafted were certainly players that the other team did not want to protect and actually, in some cases, paid a price to pick up. But that goes to show you the parity and the sort of parity of talent in the league. And, you know, they came together, and it really endorses what I was saying earlier, that when players have something to prove and are willing to sacrifice themselves for the team, that's what they're doing. They certainly are getting great old goaltending. Let's make sure we don't lose sight of that. Fleury has won 3 cups. So we're dealing with an elite goaltender, too, which you need. But this is great for hockey. And if you haven't attended a game in Vegas when we played there, what they've done with the crowd, the enthusiasm, you know, it's electrifying. And, you know, they've got a great chance of winning, without question. I mean, I would have never guessed this. It wouldn't have been something that I could have really given any odds to happening. But once I saw them play, and once we got to the middle of the year, I said, this is for real. And boy, they've proven it.
Well, it's a long time since the Islanders, who obviously have a legacy of their own, going back to, you know, guys that I'm sure you knew very well, and Torrey and Arbor and what they built there and their legacy.
Great people.
And then what you did with your legacy, which was equally enormous with the Devils over a long period of time. You're just enormous consistency of success and the championships that you won. Everyone's got to be very excited. I think they are. Every Islander fan I've heard from is thrilled to have you, and it means an exciting time right now on the island. You know, it's been a long time for these Islanders to kind of find a home and find their way, and now it looks like they really have found their way.
Well, we've got some work to do, and I appreciate the kind words and the support, and, you know, I hope the fans have a little patience because things don't happen overnight, but they should be aware that their ownership is given total commitment to do whatever is necessary to have success.
Thank you, Lou. We'll be talking, obviously, so welcome back. You know that?
Thanks.
So we're back together, so we can't get rid of each other. So there you go. So thank you. Now you're really close. I mean, now you're really close to me and where this new building is, so I'm going to have to come visit you.
Why not? We should have lunch, and we welcome back to you, and thanks again, Mike.
Thank you, Lou, very much. So the legendary Lou Lamoriello, and I tell you, I know Islander fans. I have Islander fans, you know, that I know very well. Every one of them is like, are you kidding me? I get Lou Lamoriello? You know what? At any age, Lou Lamoriello, who I'm telling you, I guarantee he's got a lot left on his fastball, and what he knows how to do is he knows how to win. And the Islanders, as Lou said, he talked about they have the resources, they have the commitment, and now they have Lou Lamoriello as their president of hockey operations. Now, he wasn't going to commit today to who's going to be underneath him. We'll have to wait and see how that works out. But Lou Lamoriello,